Good morning. I want to welcome you all here again to First Baptist Church Texaco on this wonderful Lord's Day, this beautiful Lord's Day. And I would invite all of you to open your Bibles with me to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. As you're turning there, I thank all of those who brought us the music this morning. And, you know, many times you don't see the old hymns anymore, and they're kind of been lost. And the reason we sing the hymns, guys, and the reason we are serious about having biblical music is when we sing a hymn it's enriched with theology, we are lifting our voices up in theology. And what that does is it sets the tone as we enter theology in God's Word. And so we sing these, and I want to thank those who plan the music and bring us to music for the time and effort to bring us not only music, but biblical music. And so with that being said, I invite again to John chapter 3. As we've been going through this Gospel of John, it's been wonderful. And chapter 3 has been a Mount Everest that we've kind of camped out at for quite some time. And this morning, our verses will be verses 15 through 17. And I know we looked at verse 15 last week, but I want to look at it again and run it through verse 17. And if you're taking notes, this sermon is titled, A Biblical Love. A Biblical Love. Many people in the world, and even professing Christians, have a very wrong and even unbiblical view of God's love. The world takes God's love as he's all loving. He doesn't judge. He includes everyone and everything. It doesn't matter how you live because God's love abounds. You even see that with Christians with gospel presentations of God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Guys, nowhere in Scripture, nowhere in the Gospels do you see the gospel presented that way or that truth presented. And I know if you've noticed, this morning one of our verses that we're going to cover is John 3:16, a verse that we've all known since we've been little kids, that we've memorized, and it's a wonderful verse. But with speaking with God's love, so many have a wrong understanding of how he loves and how he can love and how he expresses that love. Many even take God's love to justify their sin in the world. And even, again, professing believers have a misunderstanding of God's love. So in these verses this morning, we will see and define biblical love by looking at the greatest expression of God's love, the giving of his beloved Son. Let's begin reading our passage this morning before we open in prayer. We'll read verse